Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Our God is the same God of all the ages. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is the one who created the world, who sustains the world, and who shall bring it to an end in His own good time. Our God also created mankind and has dealt with man throughout all of man's existence. We read of God's dealings with man in the Bible, the inspired Word of God. We want to make very clear that this same God of heaven has dealt with man by the same principles in every age, although not according to the same specific laws. There have been three dispensations or systems by which God has governed man since the creation. And each of these three systems or dispensations have certain peculiarities and distinctions that distinguishes them from the other two. Now, there are certain similarities, even in various specifics. But generally speaking, the variances overshadow the specific similarities. But there have been certain overriding principles that have characterized each dispensation of all three dispensations. The first dispensation is called the patriarchal dispensation, for want of a better term. This term does identify adequately that period and that system that we have in mind. It was a system, it was an age when God spoke through the patriarchs or heads of families like Adam and Noah, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. There was no written law, but God conveyed His will to men through these heads. The fathers served as the priests between man and God. This system covered that indefinite number of years from the creation until God gave the Israelites a different and distinctive system through Moses. Now, this system is called the Mosaic dispensation because God did give this law concerning Israel to Moses, and it was through him to this particular and singular nation of Israel. It was not a system for all mankind. It was exclusively for ancient Israel. There was a written law, and it governed Israel until the time of the system of Christ, which some 1600 years. But since the cross of Christ, at which time the Mosaic system ceased to be operative for anyone, including the Jews, all men have lived subject to God through the doctrine of Christ. This system began on Pentecost after the Lord's resurrection and ascension, and it shall continue until time shall be no more and the earth no longer stands. This, which is called the Christian Age, corresponds to the last days of which we read so much in the New Testament. It is that time and system when God speaks to man through His Son, Jesus Christ, Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. It is that time and system when Christ has all authority, Matthew 28 and verse 18. To demonstrate that there were different laws distinguished to each system, let us be reminded that Cain and Abel were to offer animal sacrifices. This we do not do under Christ. Animal sacrifices also characterized the Mosaic system. And God told Noah to build an ark, but nobody in the Mosaic or Christian age is commanded to do such a thing in order to escape God's wrath now. Israel was to observe the Passover feast each year, but neither Christians nor the pre-Mosaic patriarchs observed it. We all serve the same God, but depending upon the age and the system, there were certain specific peculiarities to each. Neither the patriarchs nor Moses had to observe the Lord's Supper, because this is distinctively Christian. The failure to recognize and distinguish between these systems, the failure to rightly divide the Word of God, the failure to note the different dispensations has produced much misunderstanding and error in the religious world. Nonetheless, there are certain principles that characterize God's dealings with man regardless of which age or system you have under consideration. For instance, there is God's grace. Yes, there was grace in the former systems before Christ. We hasten to add that the manifestation of the grace of God under Christ far exceeds anything demonstrated prior to Christ. But it is untrue to suggest that there is as much grace in the Old Testament as in the New Testament, because the Bible says the law came by Moses, but grace and truth by Jesus Christ, John 1 and verse 17. Obviously, there is a distinction to be made about God's grace in the Old and God's grace in the New Testaments. But God did deal with man through grace in former ages, and we shall note this a bit later. God has also dealt with man according to faith. Faith is an eternal principle in God-man relationship. Trust and confidence and faith and belief, they're evident in every age. God's dealings with man has also included obedience, the doing of his will, the carrying out of God's commands and instructions. Every age has been noted by obedience. Neither grace, nor faith, nor obedience have stood alone. One without the other has never availed anything of benefit for man standing alone. All three have been necessary, and all three have been evident. Consider the grace of God, faith and obedience back in the patriarchal age. Was it not a gracious and unmerited favor of God to even give mankind life? Was not placing man in the beautiful Garden of Eden an unearned favor? And just here we must take note that in the midst of God's grace, God gave man and woman a law by which to live, Genesis 2:16 and 17. Grace included law. There was and is no conflict between God's grace and God's law. And faith in God is evident with Adam and Eve when they feared and respected God. Eve even expressed her confidence in God in Genesis 3, verses 2 and 3. It is true that Satan shook that confidence, but until Satan came on the scene, she believed and trusted God. Obedience was required of Adam and Eve, but they failed, opening the floodgates of sin upon the world. Now all are tempted and all sin, Romans 3 and verse 23. Noah lived under the patriarchal system, but Genesis 6 and verse 8 reads, "But Noah found a favor or grace in the eyes of Jehovah." Others were wicked and deserved destruction, but God extended grace unto Noah. God was not forced to do this, nor obligated to do this. It was an unearned favor from God. But merely offering salvation to Noah did not accomplish it without his faith and obedience. Genesis 6 and verse 22, "Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. His salvation was by faith," Hebrews 11 and verse 7. Abraham received grace from God. God extended great promises to this man, making him the father of a great nation, promising to give his descendants a land of their own, and blessing those that blessed him, cursing those that cursed him, making his descendants as numerous as the sands of the sea, and most of all, promising that through his seed would all the families of the earth be blessed. And Paul identified that seed as Christ, Galatians 3 and verse 16. The scriptures teach that Abraham believed God, and faith wrought with his works, James 2 and verse 22. Faith in God and his obedience to God was the way that Abraham benefited from the grace of God extended him. Can there be any question that grace and faith and obedience all existed under the patriarchal system? And the same is true under the Mosaic system. Deliverance from Egyptian bondage was the result of an unmerited favor from God for Israel. He was not forced to grant them this deliverance. God graciously sent Moses to be the one through whom the deliverance would be accomplished. But Moses and the Israelites had to believe and obey God. If they had not crossed the Red Sea when they were commanded to do so, they would have perished. Grace, faith, and obedience were all present at that time. And what shall we say of the healing of Naaman? Did Naaman deserve restoration of health? Or was it by the unearned blessing God gave him, by the grace of God, 1 Kings chapter 5? But grace alone did not accomplish the return to Naaman's health. It also required Naaman's faith and obedience. And it was not until he believed in the cure the prophet had commanded and did what the prophet said, that his flesh was restored as that of a little child. Again, we see grace and faith and obedience working side by side to the benefit of man and to the glory of God. And dear listening friend, these same principles are evident in the new covenant of Jesus Christ. Those of Pentecost had been those who called for the murder of the Son of God. they were rightfully accused of his death. And if they had received what they deserved, they all would have perished. But God extended grace unto them. He offered them, through the preaching of forgiveness of sins in the name of Christ, salvation. They heard the word, and coupled that hearing about God's gracious provisions by believing the message of the gospel and obeying the commands that were given. Grace plus faith plus obedience brought them salvation. The conversion of Saul of Tarsus was the same process. Paul said that he was what he was by the grace of God, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. He taught his brethren that they were saved by grace, Ephesians 2 and verse 8. But not by grace alone was he or anyone else saved. We have access into this grace, Paul said, Romans 5, 2, by faith. And what kind of faith brought them into the grace of God? It was a faith that obeyed. Paul repeatedly spoke of the obedience of faith in Romans 1, 5 and Romans 16, 25. Paul obeyed what he was commanded to do, and he was told, "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord," Acts 22 and verse 16. Friend, unless he had believed what he heard and obeyed what he was taught, the grace of God would not have saved him. And so it is with us today. God does not ask the same specifics of you and of me that he did of the patriarchs and of the Jews. But he still deals with us through grace and faith and obedience. And by the grace of God, God sent his Son into this world to live perfectly, to die on the cross, to be raised from the dead, to provide the plan of salvation by his blood. The grace of God offers the soul-cleansing blood of Christ. And man comes in contact with his saving blood by a faith that obeys God's commands that are found in the law of faith, Romans 3 and verse 27. And that law calls for repentance and the confession of our faith in Christ and baptism into Christ for the remission of sins. The very fact that God has dealt with man through these same basic principles in every age is evidence that we serve the same God of Abraham and of Moses and of those of the early church. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.